Good morning and welcome again to Shepherding the Pines Lutheran Church in Big Bear Lake, California. As you listen at home to the Word of God on Palm Sunday and Sunday of the Passion, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn, O Glory, Laud, and Honor to Thee, Redeemer King. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The gospel lesson appointed for Palm Sunday and Sunday of the Passion is taken from St. Matthew, chapter 21, verses 1 through 11, as follows. Now when they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethany, to the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, Go into the village in front of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say the Lord needs them, and he will send them at once. This took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, saying, Say to the daughter of Zion, Behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden. The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put on them their cloaks, and he sat on them. Most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And the crowds that went before him and that followed him were shouting, Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest. And when he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred up, saying, Who is this? And the crowd said, This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee. This is the gospel of the Lord. We now sing the hymn of the day, Hosanna, loud Hosanna. The little children sang, Amen. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again to believe and have the same faith and trust the crowds had as they shouted, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee," to confess and acknowledge Jesus Christ to be our Messiah and Savior. Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the gospel lesson, St. Matthew chapter 21, with special attention to verses 10 and 11 as follows. And the crowds that went before him and that followed him were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" And when he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred up, saying, "Who is this?" And the crowd said, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee." This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, who is this? At first, they did not know who he was when Jesus asked his own disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" As a matter of fact, their response was, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." So Jesus finally asked his own disciples, "But what about you? Who do you say that I am?" Only one of them, Peter, knew the answer when he said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And that is precisely what happened. As Jesus entered the city of Jerusalem, now they knew who he was and shouted, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee." But unfortunately, they did not know him and accept him as the Messiah who came to save them from their sins. On the contrary, as the one who finally came to save them from the tyranny under Rome and the domination under Jerusalem. Yes, every year we rejoice on Palm Sunday as Jesus enters the city of Jerusalem, triumphant as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But at the same time, on this Sunday of the Passion, we also grieve and mourn as Jesus on Good Friday suffers and dies on the cross on Mount Calvary as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. As a matter of fact, this was Jesus' last visit to the city of Jerusalem, as Jesus knew precisely what was going to happen to him. Jesus even warned his own disciples, as we read in the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 20, verses 18 and 19. "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and the teachers of the law. They will condemn him to death and will turn him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and scourged and crucified. On the third day, he will be raised to life." And as Jesus was slowly approaching the city of Jerusalem, down the slope of Mount Olivet, overlooking the city, the excitement by the crowd was growing with great intensity and enthusiasm. The whole city was literally excited and began to ask one another, "Who is this?" And the crowd shouted, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee. This is the one who performs miraculous signs and wonders, making the lame to walk, the blind to see, the deaf to hear, the mute to speak, and even bringing the dead back to life again. This is the one who is finally going to save us from Rome and Jerusalem." So they began to take off their garments and their robes and spread them on the road. Others cut palm branches or palm leaves from the trees, typifying grace, elegance, and righteousness, a symbol of victory and rejoicing, as they all broke into a song, not singing but shouting at the top of their lungs, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. They were shouting Hosanna, an exclamation of praise, and which literally means, Save us now, Son of David, a popular Jewish title for the coming Messiah. Save us, Son of David, from the tyranny under the government in Rome. Save us, Son of David, from the domination imposed upon us by the religious leaders in Jerusalem. There was no question about the fact that they wanted Jesus as the Son of David to become their new ruler and king, to save them from Rome and Jerusalem, and not as their Messiah, to suffer and die on the cross as their Savior. As a matter of fact, as soon as they found out later that Jesus was not going to become their new king of Israel, the new king of the Jews, that he wasn't going to fight for them and their cause for liberation, but to allow himself to be arrested and suffer and die on the cross, they all turned against him. Suddenly, they were not cheering and clapping for him anymore. Instead, their shouts of Hosanna, Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest, turned into shouts of anger and real hatred. Crucify him, away with this man. Suddenly, everything Jesus had done for them did not matter anymore. Not even his miracles could save him. Does any of this sound familiar to you? I am certain it does. All of us have experienced that. When we also help people and suddenly they betray us and turn their backs on us, whether in our family, in the circle of our friends and neighbors, and sometimes even in the church. Because that's precisely what Jesus experienced himself. It hurt Jesus deeply when Judas betrayed him with a kiss, when Peter denied him three times, saying, I do not know the man. And the rest of them ran away, concerned only about themselves. Suddenly, Jesus was being accused of blasphemy by the religious leaders in Jerusalem, accused of treason and conspiracy against Rome, failing to pay taxes to Caesar, and finally, for claiming to be a king. The pressure against Pontius Pilate to condemn Jesus to death was so great that they even threatened him as the governor, saying, If you release this man, you are not Caesar's friend. Everyone who makes himself a king sets himself against Caesar. Even Pilate's wife warned him, saying, Don't have anything to do with that innocent man, for I have suffered a great deal today in a dream. So Pilate finally gave in to their demands, because he was greatly concerned about his own political ambition and position as the governor, as he took water and washed his hands in front of the crowd and said, I'm innocent of this man's blood. See to it yourselves. Now, what about us? Yes, what about you and me? Are we any different from the crowds who shouted, Hosanna? Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. But later during that same week shouted, crucify him, away with this man. If we're honest with ourselves again this morning, the answer is no. We are no different. We are no different than the religious leaders, the scribes and the Pharisees, the high priest, Herod, Pilate, the crowd and the soldiers at the foot of the cross, including his own disciples. We are also guilty every time we give in to the same pressures imposed by our society today, as we are tempted to compromise our own commitment to Jesus as our Lord and Savior. We are also guilty because of our own sins, which caused Jesus to suffer and die on the cross. And yet Jesus was willing to accept the punishment in our place, even though he was innocent of all the charges and accusations brought against him. Jesus was willing to suffer and die on the cross in our place, so that we can have and enjoy the forgiveness of our sins and the gift of eternal life through faith in him as our Savior. The words of St. Paul in the epistle lesson for today, in Philippians chapter 2, verse 8, Jesus humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on the cross. Jesus forgives us again as he looks down from the cross and says to us today, and especially on Good Friday, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Because of our sins, we have also accused, judged, condemned, and executed Jesus to suffer and die on the cross in our place. But thanks be to God the Father, who gives us the victory over our sins, death, and the power of the devil through Jesus' passion as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. May God the Father bless us and preserve us today through his Holy Spirit as we confess and acknowledge Jesus Christ to be our Savior and Messiah. May our prayer today be the words of the hymn of the day, Hosanna in the highest, that ancient song we sing. For Christ is our Redeemer, the Lord of heaven, our King. Oh, may we ever praise him with hearts and life and voice, and in his blissful presence eternally rejoice. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always, to believe and confess and acknowledge Jesus Christ to be our Savior and Messiah. Amen. We now sing the next hymn, The Old Rugged Cross. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, bless us and empower us today through your Holy Spirit as you challenge us again to believe and confess and acknowledge that this is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee, to believe, confess, and acknowledge that Jesus Christ is our Savior and Messiah, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Father, we also thank you for always keeping us safe and healthy, for helping our government to provide more vaccines to eradicate this evil and deadly virus, to provide financial assistance to the unemployed and small businesses, to hopefully open the schools and all businesses. And finally, Father, for loving us and taking care of us during the past year, since February of 2020, as we experienced anxiety and fear during the COVID pandemic. Father, we also pray for our church here at Shepherd in the Pines and thank everyone for their prayers and financial support for our ministry together for our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, bless us as we look to you for help and guidance so that we can meet the shortage and challenge in our budget and entrust our ministry into your hands. Heavenly Father, we bring these petitions and intercessions to you in prayer through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We now sing the next hymn, There is a Green Hill Far Away. Amen. Let us pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. On this Palm Sunday and Sunday of the Passion, we now conclude with the singing of the closing hymn, Ride On, Ride On in Majesty. Amen.